Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the inaugural fall production sale for Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company, happening this Saturday, November 9th, 12:30 p.m. at the Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company Sale Facility, Earlsboro, Oklahoma. Over 360 head will be offered, bulls and females, and over 200 3- and 4-year-old spring calving commercial cows. Sale videos and the catalog available at mcsauction.com. Call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Cantrell Grissom Cattle Company Sale, November 9th.
Well, Tuesday's election is going to bring a significant change to the leadership in Washington, D.C., with Republicans taking over leadership of the Senate and former President Trump being reelected. As of late Wednesday evening, it does appear Republicans will remain in control of the House of Representatives, albeit a very small majority. Leadership elections over the next couple of months also going to determine if Chairman Thompson and Ranking Member Scott are going to lead the Committee on Agriculture. Of the 29 Republicans currently on the committee, only 10 were around to vote on the 2018 Farm Bill. 8 of the 25 Democrats were around to vote on the 2018 Farm Bill. So only 18 of 54 members of the committee were actually around to experience the process and vote for the last Farm Bill. Most of the current Republican and Democrat members were reelected on Tuesday, with the exceptions of Republican Mark Valeriano of New York and Democrats Abigail Spanberger of Virginia and Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan, who both left to seek other offices. Also going to be more experience on the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, as 8 of 12 Democrats and 8 of 11 Republicans were around to work on that 2018 Farm Bill, although Senator Grassley at that time voted against the bill. After Tuesday's election, it's presumed that Senator Bozeman will become chairman, and the Democrats will select a new ranking member, as Chairwoman Stabenow is set to retire at the end of this year. In terms of departures, Senator Braun is also leaving to become governor of Indiana, and Senator Brown was defeated. Now, thinking about what this means going forward for the next Farm Bill, well, while the House and Senate differ in terms of experience, there should be plenty of motivated and experienced leaders in both the House and the Senate to push that Farm Bill through, whether it be before the end of the year or shortly into next year. After all, a need for a better safety net is currently being felt across the entire country. Well, good news across the state as we're looking at this week's Oklahoma Drought Monitor. According to the latest monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero. Extreme drought or worse conditions have really been eliminated, down from 41.57% last week. Severe drought or worse conditions also decreasing to 41.55%, which is down from last week's 67.70%. Moderate drought or worse conditions looking better as well. They're at 67.84%, down from last week's 83.54%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions also decreasing to 92.26%, down from last week's 92.27%. According to the 6 to 10 day rain outlook, the entire state of Oklahoma, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through November the 16th. Only the northeast quarter of the state leaning above that 40 to 50% chance of rain through that November 16th date. So excellent news across the state for Oklahoma. Looking nationwide, weather systems tracked over the southern plains and into the Midwest, bringing us and others much needed rain. Some areas of Arkansas and Missouri reported over 10 inches of rain for the week. Active pattern also continued over the Pacific, with the coastal areas and inland recording 2 to 4 inches of rain that helped alleviate their dryness. You've got farm news.
Don't miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Now kick the tires on the latest equipment brands such as John Deere, Vermeer, Kloss, and Polaris. Explore hundreds of exhibits showcasing equipment, seed, implements, irrigation, ag services, and more. Plus, experience more shopping opportunities than ever before. Free parking and admission at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier farm show for High Plains agriculture. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.